From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM takes the offensive on trade. Bahamian authorities reassure tourists after the murder of two women, and cable and wireless strike a deal with the Bermudian government. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM and the Dominican Republic have finalised a new trade pact, which will open up business between the English and Spanish-speaking Caribbean. The free trade treaty was signed on Saturday in the Dominican capital, Santo Domingo. The deal was the culmination of last week's regional summit, aimed at forging a consensus on the region's future trading relationships. Keystone Graves has this report.
With the trend towards globalization, the CARICOM bloc, including Cuba, has signaled its intention that it won't be caught out in the cold. The regional heads at the weekend signed a free trade treaty with the Dominican Republic, a Spanish-speaking nation with almost 8 million people. Add the populations of Haiti, almost 7 million, and Cuba's 11, both of whom are now part of the CARICOM family, and the regional trading bloc really begins to take shape. The CARICOM leaders say the free trade deal with the Dominican Republic will help them in their preparations to fully participate in the more expansive free trade area of the Americas, which is due to be created in 7 years. The treaty covers trade in goods and services, reciprocal promotion and investment, government procurement, and technical barriers to trade. Officials said the pact, which take effect from January next year, will boost the limited trade between the 15-nation CARICOM with a combined population of 13 million people. Last year, trade between CARICOM and Santo Domingo was valued at $50 million, with most of the Dominican export going to Jamaica. Trinidad and Tobago provided Santo Domingo with most of its imports. CARICOM's chairman, Kenny Anthony, best summed up the free trade treaty when he said it will help to reduce the economic balkanization of the region. It's likely that this trade deal will provide some impetus for the upcoming European Union ACP talks on a successor to Lomé IV when it expires in 2 years.
Keystone Graves reporting.